Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Last week, I spoke with a clinic owner who shared that she has been working almost 7 days a week and has had to give up her hobbies. Running her clinic has been becoming so overwhelming that she feels like she has become a piece of furniture in her office. This conversation got me thinking, and I want to deliver the following message to our listener today. So in this episode, I'm going to discuss about the 9 disciplines for managing and maximizing your energy. Welcome to another episode of Online Marketing for Doctors TV and podcast show, the place to be, to grow and scale your practice. I'm your host, Huyen Truong, a strategic marketing consultant for medical clinics. My team and I have been in the game for over a decade, helping hundreds of clinics thrive with our proven patient-generating campaigns. As a clinic owner or practice manager, it is essential that you allocate your energy and attention to the right things that will move the needle forward more quickly. Before I do that, the assumption is that you are a self-motivated, driven, and ambitious person, and that you are doing the basics like eating right, exercising, and getting enough sleep. Assuming that's true, you are a racehorse, and now you're ready to run. Now I'm gonna show you how to harness that energy, manage it, and maximize it so that you can become the best version of yourself. You are born of energy, we all are, and your energy burns bright or it doesn't. It's all about mobilizing that energy. Below are each of the 9 disciplines followed by the benefit to you if you apply the discipline to your life. These principles are taken from one of my favorite books, EOS Life. EOS stands for the Entrepreneur Operating System, which provides a comprehensive framework that businesses can use to clarify their vision, align their team, and achieve their goals through a set of practical tools and processes. This is what our agency has been applying to improve our operational excellence. Each discipline is fast, simple, and powerful, and fully customizable that will help you expand, focus, and manage your energy. Now, the first thing is 10-year thinking. Time slows down, a peace comes over you, you make better decisions, and ironically, you get there faster. This first discipline will literally transform your life. It transforms mine. You're going to shift your mindset to thinking in 10-year time frames. If you are like most human beings, you're preoccupied with today, this week, this month, maybe this year at the most. This short-sightedness is limiting you. When you shift to long-range thinking, time will certainly slow down. Peace will come over you, and you start to make better decisions. You'll become more consistent, you'll be a better leader to your people, and the irony is that you will get to where you want to go even faster. I learned discipline when I was 29 years old, and it entered my life, and it has been said many different ways. People overestimate what they can accomplish in a year and underestimate what they can accomplish in 10 years. The reality is that you can accomplish anything in 10 years. As a motivational speaker Les Brown once said, all you need is a good decade. So commit to the following 3 steps. Step number 1, in your journal, write the exact date 10 years from now. Step number 2, write the age you will be on that date. And step number 3, take your style there mentally, 10 years from now. At that age, write down the number 1 most important thing that you will want to have accomplished on that date. You can write additional things that come to mind as well. You might have an income goal, or it might be net worth, or you might have a goal you want your company to accomplish. You might want to improve your physical health. There is no wrong answer here. Yet, for this discipline to be productive, you must write down a long-range goal. Next, think about everything you have going on right now, all of your goals, plans, activities, and what is on your current to-do list. Do they all align with that 10-year goal? If not, you have some course corrections to do. 10-year thinking is not so much about goal setting. You're reprogramming your brain to think in a longer time frame. You make better decisions and you will get to those goals even faster. 10-year thinking will help you burn less energy because you stop worrying about the short term small stuff, and it will increase your total energy because you have a long-range vision to motivate you. Now, the discipline number two is take time off. You have to recharge your batteries. You can't go, go, go all the time. You have to turn your brain off. As Stephen Covey said, you have to sharpen the saw. You have to rejuvenate and recharge your batteries. You must work hard and play hard. Your phone dies off after a certain number of hours. Similarly, your body operates on the same principle. You need to recharge your batteries to perform at your best. I honestly believe that working all the time isn't healthy or particularly productive. Your body is designed to function optimally for a set number of hours with high focus. Taking some time off allows for wide space in your head, fostering the generation of brilliant ideas. Therefore, it's important to calculate the number of hours you work per week and per year and commit to that. This isn't about achieving work-life balance. It's also about optimizing your time to work less and produce more. When you unblock and then come back to business, you view problems differently. You see them better. You see them clearer. As an old adage teaches us, when I go slow, I actually go fast. Decide on the number of days off you will take per year. Commit to that figure in writing. Here's a simple math. If you take every weekend off, you will already have 104 days off. Now add in your vacation and you have your number. Now, discipline number three is knowing yourself. The discipline is to be yourself in every single situation. But to fully be yourself, you must know yourself, because you can't be yourself until you first know yourself. To start, you need to be comfortable and ready to let your freak flag fly, which simply means being fully unapologetically you. When we are fully ourselves, we appear quirky to others. The fact is that the world wants to judge us, and that squashes our lives. The sooner you decide to be yourself 100% of the time, the sooner you have more energy, because you won't have to fake it anymore. Being something that you are not consumes a lot of energy. Knowing yourself is a matter of understanding your strengths and weaknesses, personality, and you can use profiling tools like this, 16 personality, or my favorite tool, Kobe. Another way to know yourselves better is to get the therapy. I've never met anyone that didn't need a little bit. I did it this year and I'm grateful for that. So what I learned from that. Another way to know yourself better is to get therapy. I never met anyone that didn't need a little bit of therapy. I did it this year and I'm grateful for what I learned. Another way to know yourself is to get honest feedback from the people in your life. Ask them what they see as your strengths and weaknesses. Ask them what you do well and where could you improve. For example, learning and embracing that I was an introvert was incredibly freeing. I have never loved small talks or social gatherings, and I thought there was something wrong with me. Instead, I was just being the introvert I am, and knowing that was liberating. The more you know yourself and live that way, the better you will function. You stop feeling apologetic for being who you are. You won't waste any energy trying to be someone you think you're supposed to be. Have you ever felt you are one person at work, one person at home, one person out with your friends, and so on? You're trying to be all things to all people. Now, I'm simply myself with everyone. I am hardworking, hard-playing, passionate, intense, obsessive, introverted, and gritty me. And being that way makes me feel 1,000 pounds lighter. Being someone you are not saps your energy. So who are you? Please commit to the one step you will take in the next week to move closer to knowing yourself. Maybe take Kobe or one of other profiling tools. Schedule a session with therapist. Reach out to a friend or family members or a peer and ask, what are my three greatest strengths and my three greatest weaknesses? Now, discipline number four, be still. Enjoy 10 to 30 minutes of silence every day will transform you. Whether you call it meditation, prayer, silence, or breathing, spend 10 to 30 minutes every day in silence. Being still will be transformative. As an entrepreneurial leader, you go hard all day, every day, but at intervals, you must stop. literally put on the brakes and just breathe. I have been amazed at how closing my eyes and breathing shift me out of my head and into my body. It centers me and it grounds me. It helps create absolute clarity on the project I'm working on or the problems I'm trying to solve. Think of it this way. Imagine a glass jar full of water and a little bit of sand. Imagine shaking that jar. The water would be cloudy, muddy, and unclear, like most of us when we go all day, every day. But if you let that glass jar sit for a few minutes, the sand settles and the water become clear and lucid and calm, just like what will happen to you if you are still for a few minutes. This discipline will increase and focus your energy. You feel like you just drank a cup of coffee without the jitters or caffeine crash 60 minutes later. Tomorrow morning, before you start your day, take 10 minutes, sit quietly in a chair, be still, pause, and just breathe. See what happens. Do this for 30 days and see it for yourself. It will have an incredible impact on your energy, your mood, and your relationship. Now, rule number 5, know your 100%. Understanding your work capacity and protecting it will increase your productivity. Knowing your 100%, meaning you should know the exact amount of time you will devote to your work if you want to maximize your energy. This is known as your work container, which you must protect. What makes this discipline different is that it also works in the context of managing and maximizing your energy. You need to protect your energy. Designing your perfect number of working hours will determine your peak energy. It's when literally one more hour of work would be less fun or start burning you out. Think about your ideal time to wake up and what time you prefer to get home or go to bed, along with how many days a week you want to work and how many weeks per year. This discipline, when followed religiously, maintains your high energy. One of the principles from the EOS book is about the ability to delegate and elevate. Making more money goes hand in hand with spending all of your working time on doing the things you love and are great at doing. That's because every time you elevate yourself, you provide more value to other people. The more value you provide, the more you are worth. For over the last 12 years of running OMB Agency, I've been delegating tasks. At least once every quarter, I make a list of things I love doing and providing the greatest value to our clients and my team, and things I don't enjoy doing as much and potentially get someone else to help. I ask my leadership team and my team members to do the same things, allowing our whole team to do what they love. Imagine if you just do what you love every single day, the same thing for your team member, how much more productive your organization could be. Every time you free yourself up to focus more on adding values for your clients or patients, your income will go up. Grab your journal or use the following notes page. Please write your answer to these questions. How close are you to doing what you love 100% of your working time? Second, what would it look like to be at 100%? Third, why aren't you there yet? Four, what would it take to get to 100%? Write down one thing that will you do in the next 7 days to advance you toward doing what you really love. You might complete the delegate and elevate exercise for the first time. You might pick what to delegate this quarter. You might have a tough conversation with someone who's holding you back. What will move the needle for you? Now, discipline number 6 is say no more often. As Warren Buffett say, the difference between successful people and really successful people is that really successful people say no to almost everything. With the first 5 disciplines in place, this discipline becomes easy. Your long-range plans now are clear. Your time commitments are now clear. You know who you are. You are taking time to be still every day. With this clarity, it becomes obvious what you should not be doing. In Essentialism, a great book on the subject of simplifying your life, author Greg McKeown addresses the necessity of saying no. He states, the very thought of saying no literally brings us physical discomfort. We feel guilty. He goes on to say, either we can say no and regret it for a few minutes, or we can say yes and regret it for a few days, weeks, months, or even years. Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have become the mega wealthy individuals, and they once revealed the number one trait that made them both incredibly rich. I saw in the documentary Becoming Warren Buffett, which is a must-watch TV. Gates' father once asked them both to write down a single word to describe their success. They both wrote the same word, focus. It is the focus that separates the pretenders from game changers. Those who move the needle in this world have extreme focus on something. To run a successful practice, you can't afford to split focus. From time to time, I receive invitations to join various ventures or projects. However, I diligently decline these opportunities. The reason behind this decision is our agency's 10-year vision is to become the world's first medical marketing agency, connecting over 1,000 top doctors and surgeons in their respective fields with millions of patients globally. Achieving this mission requires unwavering focus from the leadership team. This principle extends beyond professional commitments and applies to your social life as well. When faced with an invitation or opportunity, ask yourself if it is a resounding hell yes. If not, then it's definitely a hell no. Adhering to this principle may be challenging at first, akin to establishing any new habit like waking up earlier at 5 a.m. However, with time and consistency, you find it easier to decline distractions. You have to walk away from all the things that don't fit. The decision becomes as clear as someone asking you to eat a worm. You say no without hesitation, right? Every decision can be that easy. This applies to both your professional and your personal life. Discipline number 7. Don't do $50 an hour work if you want to earn 7 figures. Enough said. We talk about the concept of how to buy back your time and scale your practice in the episode 11. If you want the highest impact on your business or whatever you are doing exactly, you got to think about where you are going to invest properly to buy back your time, whether it's hiring people to do cleaning, cooking, driving, administrative, bookkeeping, website maintenance tasks, the list goes on. And think about it, when you are hiring people to help you to do other things, you gaining leverage and focusing on the things that will help make you more money in the future. These are really high level things that you can be doing, whether it is spending time consulting with your patient or doing surgery or training your team so they can take over your tasks. It gives you the time to dedicate to practice building tasks. Assuming you work 40 hours a week, if your goal is to earn $1 million this year, that's translates to approximately $120 per hour. Therefore, you should prioritize tasks that are worth at least $120 per hour and delegate any remaining tasks to others. Time is an irreplaceable and limited asset. And to accelerate your progress towards your goal, it's essential to master the art of delegation and focus on high-value tasks. Please write a list of all the administrative tasks you are doing right now. You have just written a job description for your new assistant. Now, go hire one. You might only need somebody for 10 hours a week or 30 hours a week, maybe a full time, but that person is out there waiting to take those burdens off you because that is what gives them the energy. Now, discipline number 8, prepare every night. If you go to bed knowing exactly what you're going to do tomorrow, you will sleep better, wake up with solution, and hit the ground running. I've been practicing this discipline since I was in college. You should go to bed knowing exactly what you are going to do tomorrow. You have to get the ground running when you wake up. Every night before I go to bed, I lay out my entire next day on a planner notebook. I use a planner notebook because I believe in the power of writing by hand. I time block everything I need to do, the calls I need to make, the meetings I need to attend, the projects I need to finish. I list them all in the order of importance and urgency so I can prioritize them first. If you do this, you will sleep better, you will wake up with ideas and be more creative. You wake up with answers to problems and projects you need to work on the next day. That's because your subconscious will be working on them during the night while you sleep. Carry out this practice for an entire week and decide for yourself if this works. I guess such great feedback when people first try this discipline. You see right away how much it helps. Now, discipline number 9, put everything in one place. Let's take an idea from the last discipline one step further. I've been working from a planner notebook over the past 15 years. You can execute this discipline on any technology. It doesn't have to be a legal pad or notebook, but I can recommend paper. As I mentioned, I believe in the science of behind the power of writing by hand. When you write things down, that way you retain them better. When I make somebody a promise, I have an idea or need to remember something or have to follow up on tasks, I write down in my ever-present planner notebook. I capture it there so that at the end of the day, I can pull all of those commitments and ideas off the pad and put them on the list for the next day. The point is that you can organize all of those things at the end of the day when you have everything right in front of you. Also, by quickly writing all the things that come at you throughout the day, you can concentrate on the tasks at hand and not get distracted. Please try this tomorrow. Decide the one place you're going to put every single workday commitment, idea, and thought. Then capture everything that comes up throughout the day in that place. Try it for a week and see how it affects your productivity and energy. Conclusions: each discipline is easy to understand. Doing them is actually harder. Please don't underestimate them, as they will have a profound impact on your life. If you do everything in this video or podcast to maximize your energy and do everything in the EOS live book, you will be a force of nature. And when you are comfortable and ready, teach it to a few people around you. My wish for you is that you will be able to maximize your freedom, creativity, and the impact you have on the world. You deserve to live the ideal life and let your freak flag fly. I wish you tremendous success and stay focused. Okay, that was a wrap for this week episode. If this was helpful to you, please subscribe to OMB TV and podcast show so you don't miss any single future episodes. And please share this episode with your staff and colleagues as well. And if you want to learn more about online marketing for doctors, offers, and how our team can help you generate more new patients and referring doctors via digital marketing for medical clinics, please reach out to us and book a 15 minutes discovery call with us, and we'll show you the opportunities that you might have with your practice marketing now. I leave the link to it in the show note below. And thank you very much for listening today, and I look forward to speaking with you in our discovery call soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.